with networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more. Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
This is very simple. The president wants to resolve this diplomatically and peacefully. He gave them a chance to do that. They delayed. They had all these kind of delay tactics. They wouldn't even meet with us directly. We had to go through third countries. This is very simple. Let's meet directly. Let's work on agreements that we can, that are good for Iran, and good for the Iranian people in particular, good for the safety and security of the world and the United States. That's always been our preference. That continues to be our preference. But they're the ones that were playing games with us. And these are the consequences. We had to achieve those objectives. We had three objectives yesterday: Fordo, Natanz, and Esfahan. We conducted a brilliant military operation under the command of President Trump, and obviously great credit to Secretary Hegseth and General Carrillo and General Kane and all the airmen and the phenomenal people in the U.S. military. No other military in the world could have done this.
No,
we've achieved
astounding.
Those objectives. What happens next is up to the regime. Okay, the regime wants peace. We're ready for peace.
Okay.
They want to do something else. They're incredibly vulnerable. They can't even protect their own airspace.
Rubio, Secretary of State Rubio, speaking once again. That was from Face the Nation this weekend regarding the strikes that took place on behalf of the United States in Iran. And we're putting the YouTube poll up right now. We want to know from you, do you support President Trump's Iran strike? Yes or no? I feel like we asked an iteration of this question most days last week on the poll, and it was all if. But now we have the resolution. And if you there are several ways to look at what took place this weekend. You can just look militarily at the success of an intended mission and the way it was accomplished and completed. And you can determine success based on, OK, they set out to do this. The American military is pretty BA for being able to do it with the success and the strength with which they did it. But maybe you're not in favor of it at all. A lot of questions continue to arise that, you know, I hear like, oh, is this the new weapons of mass destruction in Iraq? A lot of people are saying that. Jim Talent will be with us at 1:30 in the 1 o'clock hour, of course, to lay out. We talked to him Friday and, you know, we were listening to how he was positioning, giving us the context. Which question was it, Ryan, that you asked him that he like kind of went all in and he was like, I'm talking a lot. We're like, keep talking.
I was asking him about which side each nation was on in this conflict.
So what we know at this point in time is there haven't been any nations who have run to the big, bold, vocal defense of Iran. And the United States, I think it's China and Iran and Pakistan. No, China and Russia and Pakistan have come out and said, we would like a ceasefire.
Yes.
That is not pro-Iran.
No.
And the United States, like, okay, there are a lot of people I'm seeing, and I'm very skeptical of what I read on X, which is Twitter. Twixter. Twixter. That's what I called it originally, Twixter. I'm very skeptical of, I do know that people are incentivized by how much reaction they get. I do know that you can say things that are patently stupid, ridiculous, bombastic, and get a ton of engagement for it and literally make money for doing that. So I try not to ever get too out of whack reading X. But I've read posts from individuals who said, you know, Donald Trump on multiple occasions told Iran, like, we're going to give you 2 weeks to come to the table here recently to negotiate for peace talks. And then you go bomb them that weekend. People criticizing like that, that they were, there was a bait and switch. Folks, I can't. I liked the person who posted that, so I didn't engage them on X. But Donald Trump gave him 60 days. And I'm just going to go back to the analogy that I spoke about last week, which is the parents who count to three. But before they get to three, they're like 2 1/4, 2 1/2, 2 6/10. You could break that down to even less. Like, you can't be that person when there is a nuclear bomb in the middle of the situation. Called somebody who I worked with on Saturday, and they answered the phone. They're like, welcome to World War III. I'm like, are you kidding me? Crack open a beer, World War III just ended. And I go, well, I don't really know that. But both of those things can be argued right now. Saturday night, wherever you were, I was at a graduation party. News comes across my phone. I'm like, whoop, I have to go. Because I had to watch what happens next. Of course, you probably were in a position to do that as well. It's a huge deal. The United States striking Iran. And if the period is there, then holy crap, here we go. Have there been any reported casualties from the United States attack yet?
No.
None.
I guarantee that if there were any, you would hear all about it.
None. You know, have you been paying attention to where Iran is striking Israel right now? Mm-hmm. The missiles that are being launched out of Iran into Israel, they're all going into the things that get the most attention because they're terrific in the sense of they're full of terror. What's that word?
Terrorized.
How many R's are in that word?
Eight.
That is what terrorism is. You do things strategically to make the potentially most literal bang for your buck because you want the world's attention. You're not seeking some sort of outcome. When we've been raised, I'm 41, born in the middle 80s. We've all in this room been born in the 80s, Ryan, the 1880s, but we'll talk about that later.
Super funny.
That was kind of a good one. You thought I was giving you credit.
I heard a lot about that over the weekend.
About
people,
your age?
Yes, people telling me, oh, you're the old guy on the show.
Oh, we'll talk about that
yeah,
later.
You've done a great job.
Thank you.
Messaging.
Yes. That's why you're so wise.
It's like a year older than you.
No, that's not true. That's okay. Not true.
Year and a half. But I digress.
We have grown up, we spent our childhoods in a world that seems like it couldn't even possibly be a reality right now. We do understand what it was like to leave, especially the summertime. You get on your bike and you go somewhere. Where did you go? You had maybe two or three options. Most of us in some sort of rural or suburban area, there was a gas station you could ride your bike to in 45 minutes. So you could drive all the way out there to get a candy bar and then ride home. And that was a great day. You came home when you came home. You didn't have a phone because they didn't have portable phones for you to have in those instances. That just was a different time. We're in high school, we're in college, September 11th hits, and now the idea of a terrorist is something that is real, that we've seen blow up buildings in front of our eyes, and it's not something in some sort of movie that I just wouldn't have preferred to watch. There's stories about terrorism that exist. Did terrorism exist before that? Yes, but not in reality to me. When I saw the 9/11 attacks, from that moment on, terrorism has been a factor in our lives. And where is it being funded from? What are the connections? How many Americans have died at the hands of funded terrorism by Iran? They're not the only ones who participate. It's been very complicated. But the idea of a pursuit of peace, I don't feel like in my lifetime I have seen a leader who has had any conversations about this issue in particular with the absolute unequivocal pursuit for peace. I definitely felt what it was like to pursue revenge, and it felt sinfully good at the time. Watching the buildings crumble down on September 11th, I knew what it was like to have a rage in my heart and in my head that I did not understand. It was really actually kind of scary to be able to witness what that felt like inside. Donald Trump has talked only about peace. He's talked about Iran in a way that at times was way more respectful than I think that the Iranian government or leaders, regime, whatever, way more respectful than they deserve. But he did everything he could to try to bring them to the table to pursue and achieve peace. How many times can you break down in fractions? 2.5, 2.75, 2.9, 2.99 infinity. Before you say, okay, I get it. You're not going to do what I say. You're not going to listen to reason. So I'm going to have to reason with you in a way that you seem to understand. He gave them 60 days to negotiate. On day 61, he did not attack. On day 61, he didn't say, all right, now it's time to meet the wrath of the United States. He just essentially stepped out of Israel's way, and Israel fought their war. Do you believe that a nuclear Iran is a danger to the United States? Does anything that Iran has been doing right now, does any of it seem to be measured and sensible and preservative for their own safety and security? Or does it seem aggressive? Does it seem flippant? Does it seem zealous? You don't hand that person a nuclear weapon. And if you want to criticize Donald Trump for the actions that he's taken, don't forget to criticize all of his predecessors who made him have to be the person who had to make this decision. Democrats and Republicans alike. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to visit with Ryan Schmelz, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. I'm going to ask him about congressional participation and whatever happens next. We have calls for impeachment, which is a Monday. That's just how these things go. But yet, calls for impeachment from several members of Congress in the wake of the strikes this weekend. Even Republicans saying, like Thomas Massie saying, this is unconstitutional. We could discuss the matters of that as well. But Ryan Schmelz is going to give us the update from Capitol Hill, as well as the progress of the big, beautiful bill. And Jim Talent, former United States Senator from Missouri, Missouri, who shines bright over this weekend in what our capabilities are here in that attack. Jim Talent will be with us at 1:30. Ryan Schmelz next.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. fall in love, or it's free at dirtylabs.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Do you agree with the Senate Finance's version of the Big Beautiful Bill, or do you support the initial legislation passed by the House?
Well, Liz, thank you. It's so great to be with you. And I heard you say the July 4th timeline. I mean, what greater way to celebrate our nation's independence than to get the one big beautiful bill passed and give the American people a great tax cut and get our economy thriving? You know, what you're seeing now is the House and the Senate negotiating real time. And I'm glad that we get to see this. When you talk about the American people, you talk about welfare reform and getting able-bodied people back to work. You know, this is an exciting time. I know we're doing the same thing here at HUD to see what tools we have to help the American people to get back to work, to raise their families, and to thrive once again in our country.
So they're saying that July 4th deadline, that's still what's being discussed here in the Big Beautiful Bill. I wonder if that's possible. Ryan Schmelz, the man on the scene who can give us the latest update here. Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill, and White House correspondent. Ryan, welcome back. Of course, a very busy weekend around the world and in Washington, D.C., but I'd like to talk to you real quick before we get to some of those details about the Big Beautiful Bill. How's it looking?
Well, it's going to be an interesting week, to say the least. You know, people are not on the same page. There were some changes that were made to the Senate bill that has those like Josh Hawley and a couple others kind of on the fence here. So I think it's really going to depend on what they're able to get in and what through the Senate parliamentarian. There are actually a couple things that were just rejected not too long ago. I have to go through the list again and see what made it, what didn't. And then, you know, I think the strategy right now is to pass the bill sometime this week. If whether or not they have the votes, that's kind of a mystery. And of course, if they were to get this thing back to the House is probably going to reject it the way it is right now, especially when you talk about the salt cap going from 40,000 down to 10,000. Congressman Daryl Issa from California straight up called that a slap in the face. So if he's saying that, you can only assume that there's more from other states that are going to say the same thing.
Ryan Schmelz speaking with us right now from Capitol Hill. There are, over the weekend, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, among maybe a couple others, calling for impeachment of Donald Trump over the strikes in Iran. Thomas Massie was shaking his fist, saying that the strikes were unconstitutional. Of course, you've got this big conversation taking place about the Big Beautiful Bill in the Senate. Does the timeline of getting the bill done, does that get affected at all by this prioritization of like denuclearizing Iran? Does that come in and move the timeline at all?
I don't think so, because, you know, obviously Senate floor time does get eaten up by certain things, but it doesn't seem like it's changing the legislative approach to anything. You know, yes, there'll be members who have to get classified briefings. Yes, there might be a push to have a vote on the war powers resolution that some members are proposing. But in the end, that July 4th deadline still stands. They haven't made any changes to it. So, and of course, it's always different committees of jurisdiction. So if you're on the Committee for Foreign Affairs, you know, you're going to probably be paying a lot of attention to what's going on in Iran. But if you're on a committee like the Finance Committee, which is the committee that oversees Medicaid spending and tax policy, you know, their priority is still very much this bill and getting it to a place that can pass at some point.
So I don't know if this is actually accurate. So I'd like to see if you have the accurate facts on this. When it came to the briefing of maybe the senators about the strike, was the whole Senate informed about what was going to happen with these strikes? Was it a smaller group, or that there was an attack, or you know, about the game plan? Last week, I saw a report that the Senate was going to be talked to. It seems like the details of the strike were so well kept a secret. What was the Senate convened, and how many of them?
So they were supposed to get a briefing this week on Iran. Now, I don't think they were expecting there to be a strike over the weekend when they get that full briefing, but you know, now that's probably going to be a big part of that. If there was a Senate-wide brief about the strike beforehand, it was probably just the Intelligence Committee, which obviously they're not going to say anything about what they learned or anything like that. Our understanding is that Leader Thune and Speaker Johnson were briefed on the strikes. Then you had a CNN report come out and say that Schumer and Jeffries, the top Democrats in both the House and Senate, were left in the dark. Now, Caroline Leavitt has pushed back on this quite extensively, even pointing out that there were some retractions that were made by CNN and Leader Schumer based off of some of the statements he made. They said that they reached out to Jeffries. He was not available, or he did not, they just couldn't reach him. And they also reached out to Schumer to inform him that the strikes were happening. So if there were any people informed, it was likely top members. You know, we haven't confirmed that Thune and Johnson definitely were, but anybody else, not quite sure. You know, possibly you could have the Intelligence Committee chairman on both the House and the Senate side, maybe Armed Services, Foreign Affairs, possible. But from what the extent we know, what we have confirmed just now, that it's those two top members of leadership, plus there were some dialogues that were reached out to for other members, the top Democrats. But outside of that, not hard confirmation.
Well, Brian Schmell speaking with us right now. AOC is like, impeachment now. Frank on our YouTube chat's like, I can't take impeachment seriously anymore. Like, that seems like a ship that has sailed. When the House has a minority of Democrats, the Senate, of course, a minority of Democrats as well, when they throw impeachment out there, does that end up getting any legs? Does it end up taking up any House time because a particular representative wants to try to make this part of the discussion?
I mean, you had a brief period of time where you had a representative from Michigan who proposed articles of impeachment. All indications were that when he brought this up, he got a lot of pushback within his own conference about this. And they decided they were, as a party, were going to table the motion. So that died pretty quick. I mean, that was barely even considered for a hot minute. And so I think that, yes, a lot of Democrats say that the possibility of even proposing impeachment is, you know, so unlikely just because of the makeup of Congress. And so, yeah, I mean, every time it gets thrown out there, it gets shot down pretty quickly. I mean, Al Green has talked about impeaching President Trump, and not really everyone else is jumping on board, at least. I mean, there might be a couple here and there, but I think most people, most Democrats know that it's just not going to go anywhere, so that a lot of them don't feel like it's a valuable use of their time.
All right. Well, Ryan, we appreciate your time. Last question for you. That July 4th deadline, I mean, it's amazing just from like a life standpoint that July 4th is coming as quickly as it is. Can the Senate pull the rabbit out of the hat here? Are there leaders in the Republican side that can kind of stand in the middle and bring enough votes together to get something done that the House will pass?
Getting it across the finish line for the Senate is very realistic for this week. I think the challenge is getting to a place where the bill can pass both the House and the Senate. That's going to be a whole different story. So I think you're looking at the possibility of a negotiation session going on between some representatives from the House, some representatives from the Senate. Who those are going to be, we don't know yet, but that's probably where you're going to see the next step here. But how long that's going to take, we don't know. So I think this is just still a ways away from being at a place where both chambers are on the same page and get it across the finish line. So 4th of July passing out of the Senate possible, but the next step after that, we'll see if they need more time or if they can pull this off quickly.
Well, we'll have you back on intermittently to give us the latest. Ryan Schmelz, thank you for what you do. Thanks for being here with us today.
Thank you, Annie. Have a good one.
Yep, you as well. Take care. Bye-bye. Ryan Schmelz is the Fox News Radio Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. Make sure that you go connect with him on X. Highly recommend Ryan Schmelz, Fox. Brad's back from D.C., and you hung out with Ryan while you were at the Capitol.
Yeah, it was a blast.
Is he, like, totally cool?
He's one of the boys. if that makes sense.
Would Ryan get along with him, our Ryan?
Yeah, I think he would have fun with him.
Wait.
What does
Wiggins
that mean?
Would...
No.
Man, this is a moment where you need to be watching the YouTube because the concern on Ryan's face. Yeah.
The other way around.
Interpret.
Yeah, I got a really great tour of the Senate office buildings and got to ride the little Senate subway thing that they have that goes from the house.
Is it little, like, little clown cars that you... like the Shriner's car?
Yeah, like if you did that with a subway car, yeah, pretty much.
You know, the humbling nature that would have on those individuals would maybe be worth it, especially watching Eric Schmidt getting one.
Yeah, get in your tiny car and get
like,
in the basement.
Eric Schmidt, he's 6'7", need two cars. I don't know if he's 6'7". How tall is he? He's like
he's close.
He's like I bet he's 6'5".
Yeah, I will find out.
I know that in that psycho picture of me with him in the Post Dispatch that he's like bending over significantly, and I'm like, hello up there.
But so are you.
Congratulations.
You're kind of bent over too, so it makes him seem even taller.
I don't know. It's terrible. Do not Google it.
Yes, do.
No, don't.
Oh, it's great.
YouTube live chat poll: do you support President Trump's Iran strike? Yes or no? We've got 107 votes in so far. I think that this is going to be telling. Real quick before we go to a break, Ryan, what percentage of our audience do you think might say no to this question?
30 to 35%.
And if it is more than that or less than that, like how would you feel? Like that's kind of your, we feel like we've got a feeling about who we're talking to. But one of my favorite things about the polls that we do is that it course corrects as we go on. Like, oh, okay. At least the people who offer the feedback, which is why we need you to jump in there and be counted, it helps guide us. So if it's 45%, would you be stunned?
Yeah, I would be surprised.
If it's 25%, would you be stunned?
Not stunned. If it gets below 20%, then it feels to me like, oh, Trump really has overwhelming support.
What about you, Brad?
What do we think will support?
What percentage do you expect to say no, they do not support President Trump's Iran strike?
I'm going to say 25. I think that what you're seeing online isn't real life, and I think that with the average person, I think it's closer to a 75-25 split.
All right. Well, we'll go and see at the end of the show how that shakes out. I know what the results are, so I'm not going to guess. Producer John Maupin on YouTube says Eric Schmidt is 6'6". So I was close.
Okay,
six,
you guys
five,
were right around
six,
it.
6'7". 6'6 with inflation. All right, let's take a quick break. Marnie Fry Show right around the corner. Don't forget Jim Talent with us at 1:30. And the markets, I haven't looked at them in the last 10 minutes, but this morning, they did not look too bad. Steve Moore with us at 1 o'clock. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Things I couldn't do
more. With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash. Mm-mm-mm.
Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to DirtyLabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandralina Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
All right, the YouTube live chat poll. Do you support President Trump's Iran strike? We were just talking about it. We want to know from you if you support him. Yes or no? Brian was messaging me about Disney World questions on Saturday, and I answered it. And I'm like, oh, and we bombed Iran.
That was the first I'd heard of it, because it had just happened. I was like, okay. So I'm going to shift gears here. I was booking some stuff. Yeah, I absolutely did. I mean, once the news hits, we're in news. You got to pay attention.
Yeah.
And we did, or I did.
So what did you do?
I started reading and reading and reading and reading because I wanted to know what was happening.
Know what's going on?
I was sitting with my wife when I was texting with you, and I said, well, we just bombed Iran. And she had the typical reaction I think everybody did, which was, oh.
Oh, poo.
And then everybody kind of braces, like, what does that mean? And, you know, since it's weekend, I would think we're doing the same thing as everybody else. We're not reporting on it like we would be if we're on. So we're just gathering information. And I don't know, did you have a panic moment? Like, oh, man.
I was at a graduation party, a very busy graduation party surrounded by a lot of people. If it would have been a calmer environment, I would have, like, just stood there and scrolled. But I didn't want to be crowded with a bunch of people, like... Oh, it might be World War III.
You know,
happy graduation.
It's weird because when I was a kid, I used to keep, I wouldn't call it a journal, but it was like a record of a diary. No, not a diary either. Definitely not. And I did not have a locket on it and did not have a heart on it.
So a lot of detail that you didn't have.
None of that existed.
Didn't even exist. If the option were there, however.
I like telling you things that didn't exist, and that's one of them. The heart, the locket, none of it.
It's pretty much Wiggins America.
But I had a calendar that for whatever reason, for a full year, I would write significant things on it. I was probably 13, and it was important for me to write, like, ooh, you know,
I wish I had the discipline to do that.
And everybody laughed or whatever. It was important at the time.
I bet if you let me read that, I'd understand you more.
No. Nobody will ever read that. But what's funny is that
I still have it
because I was going through some old papers and stuff, you know, cleaning up a couple years ago, old things that you keep in a bin somewhere, and I found it. And one of the things that I wrote on it was the Desert Storm, like the day it started. And I thought, you know what? It's probably any time your country goes and strikes another country. Because I was thinking about this over the weekend. Like, is it that we did it in the Middle East? Or is it that we bombed somebody? And I think it's just that we engaged in a conflict, active conflict. We bombed another nation, or at least targeted strike another nation. And it's something that everybody stops and notices and realizes and wants to take in and figure out, what does this mean?
I think that, I mean, it's the first question that everybody has is this World War III? Is this, in fact, is this it? I don't want to undersell the moment, but I really, really don't want to oversell it. I feel like watching people react this weekend, you kind of been able to get like people's true colors kind of start to show. And I don't mean that necessarily in a negative way. It's just like whatever your default was, it's very simple in an election year to go, okay, these are all the things that I care about deeply. These are specifics that I care about more deeply than others. But if I'm going to get any percentage of this done, I got to vote for that guy. So you set aside the differences, you figure out what's the best situation for you, and then you move on. So everybody comes together. After the election, when things are in place, now you're trying to lobby the people, if your man or woman did get elected, you're trying to lobby them to do the things that you wanted them to do and maybe push a little bit harder to persuade them a little bit more your way on the differential things. And America first, the Republican war hawk side of that we've seen in our lifetime. Like, that's a real thing.
To
pretend that there aren't people who are aroused at the idea of war is ignorant. But I feel like the people on that side of the aisle have their mirror opposites on the other side of the aisle who are like never, nothing, ever, no. And I feel like they're both equally dangerous. If you want to say, if like just true isolationism, I think true isolationism is as dangerous as the converse of that, which is we will police everything all the time and Iran needs to have an American democracy installed in a, you know, potentially you could call it some sort of theocracy type of a culture that they have there. Like, it's not going to work. And we've tried that before and it didn't work then. And it's not going to work now. And our president right now is somewhere in the middle of both of those ideologies. And I'm not 100%, like, I don't know enough about this stuff to be like, here's the plan, guys. But I do trust that Donald Trump listens to both of those sides and is in some way, shape, or form, both sides, like the things that repel me from them seem to repel President Trump from it.
That debate, though, that you're describing is very real between isolationists and interventionalists. Yeah. But it seems to be playing out almost entirely on the right. I'm sure there are.
That's because there's a reason for that, because the left is only politically opposed to what the right is for. And the left doesn't know what they're for right now because the right is having a debate.
It's very it's an awkward place to be politically, because I can't find anybody on the left that has been full isolationist for the last 8 years or so.
Obama dropped bombs like crazy.
Yeah, he did.
And he killed civilians.
Yeah.
U.S. civilians.
And if there was that voice that, hey, I've been saying it all along and I criticize President Obama and Biden just the same, I would say that gives you a lot of credibility. I cannot find anybody like that.
Do you feel as though this might be a question this week on the poll. Was Trump's Iran strike escalatory?
Are you asking now?
No, I'm just
you're ruminating.
I'm here by myself just talking to the ceiling.
Well, I thought maybe you wanted to hold that for a poll.
Ryan, this is radio. You can't visually react.
if you thought, he didn't even visually react. He just glitched. He said, and you just said you were wondering if I was like essentially pausing for effect.
I did.
You can't ask me if I'm pausing for effect and allow the effect to take place.
Okay.
I don't even remember my question. Oh, was it escalatory? Gosh, you're not helpful. Shush, Brad.
Yeah, I think it was, but it was, I mean, I don't see how dropping that many, that sort of like never been used in warfare bomb on a nuclear facility on a country you've never bombed before can't be escalatory, but I don't think it was escalatory for the purpose of continuing a conflict. I think it was escalatory to the point of raising the stakes to force the other side to the table.
That's what I was going to say.
It is not.
Very, very well thought out, though.
Brad just mentioned this, and I'm highlighting it, not in criticism of it, but when people talk about bombs we've never used before, every conflict that we're in, we're doing something new. We're just sitting around inventing things so that we can be more precise, more successful. I don't think they're escalatory in the sense that Saturday, Iran next Saturday, World War III. I don't think that they're escalatory in that way. I think that we have, as a country, made a point on what we will permit and what we will not permit. I think we have incredibly solid foundation on why Iran can't have a nuclear war. And by the way, maybe by the end of the show, I'll decide if I'm going to call it Iran or Iran. I don't know.
One sounds classier. And I'm not going to tell you which.
Emily Campagno on Outnumbered today said Pakistan. And Pakistan.
Oh, no.
And I was like, ooh, I don't think so. I don't think I could pull that
not
off.
Not here in the Midwest.
Exactly. Farty far. I think that when dad puts his foot down, finally, like when you've tried, when he's tried to reason with you and you have refused to listen to reason and dad puts his foot down, you're not escalating it. In my opinion, that's dad coming in, ending it. Kind of feel like that's what happened. We need to know from you, do you support President Trump's Iran strike? We are approaching 200 votes on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Need your thoughts on this. Ryan, you predicted 35?
I'll say 35.
So you're thinking around a third of the people who are listening to the show right now are going to say no, they do not support the strike.
That's what I'm saying.
And Brad, you said 20?
About a fourth.
All right. I'm watching the votes as they come in. Need your thoughts on it. Need your comments as well. We're going to take a quick break here. Betsy said yes. Very stealth of the administration. Joe said 45 years late. Okay. What do they say? The best time was then, the next best time is now, whatever. Janine said, I think this is needed to, or this needed to be done to prevent insane people from creating mass casualties with a nuclear armed missile. That's pretty straight to the point, and I like it, Janine. What do you think? Do you agree with Janine? Do you disagree with Janine? Your thoughts, comments, and vote at the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Don't forget you can stream us anywhere on the Odyssey app. We'll be right back with Wiggins America. I can smell your sweet perfume. You
smell fire. Really? Never knew what this song was about. Wiggins! Oh!
This here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Go on.
It's a love song, isn't it? It has nothing to do with the
From
old
Ethan to you. You know how he feels
about
you.
He didn't write that song?
Why?
Ethan, did you write that song?
That's a bullcrap lie you'd say about writing that song.
I picked it out for you, though.
It's like a dedication, aww, like a Casey Kasem.
See, it's a love song. You switched your story.
Roundup.
At the beginning, you said it was about old people.
It is.
All right. The roundup is sponsored by Brad playing the open.
But if you want to sponsor it instead of Brad playing the open,
that's also fine.
We would be open to it.
Either way. First story, so political, kind of secondary political story here. The DNC is having some turmoil. Their chair.
This just in. No. Breaking news. Breaking. Over the weekend. The DNC is confused.
I think within the last about 3 or 4 days, there's been a lot of news within the DNC. The chair is Ken Martin. He's under pressure amid growing turmoil.
David Hogg, who was too white.
What was that? The party's ranked 6 months into President Trump's second administration. The committee has been plagued by party infighting that has spilled out into the open in recent weeks. Last week, two influential union heads, the American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten and American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees President Lee Saunders, stepped down from their posts at committee. Meanwhile, Vice Chair David Hogg announced he would not run for his post again amid internal disagreements and on top of all the infighting. Reports have surfaced that the committee is strapped for cash and in debt. It seems like things...
Wow, we should let them run the country. They've got everything together. I'm going to interject here in Wiggins America and talk about the world. Explosions were heard. This is a Fox News report. Explosions were heard over Doha, Qatar on Monday as intelligence warned that Iran plans to target U.S. military bases in the country. A senior White House official says both the White House and the Pentagon are monitoring threats against the Al Udeid Air Base, which is located in Qatar and is America's largest military base in the Middle East. So we are watching right now as... the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the Defense Secretary are in the Situation Room. They're monitoring any sort of these potential retaliatory strikes this goes without saying, but here I am saying it just to reiterate that as this moment unfolds this week, however long it takes, we are going to do what we do here, and we are always one button click away from bringing you the absolute latest breaking news on what is going on. So we are monitoring it as well as the folks in the Situation Room. This is like the other Situation Room. It's just a different kind of situation here.
We each have our own situations. I mean, you, if you're listening in a room, you're in a situation of your own. We're a part of that now because you're listening to us.
So, a lot of situations and a lot of rooms.
Exactly. The Pentagon is saying they're not aware of any U.S. casualties in any of the missiles launched in Iran, off of out of Iran into near our base in Qatar. We will update you with anything as it comes.
Yeah. So transitioning from that into...
I can't wait.
AI news. How about the world of AI as it continues to advance? Artificial intelligence will soon take fast food orders at 500 major chains, including Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, and KFC.
I would say, remember how dismal the fast food experience was mm-hmm. during and after COVID?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I don't go to a fast food restaurant to like experience the
love.
People. Yeah. Unless it's Chick-fil-A, they got it right. But I think that it's gotten a lot better. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's like I said, it's not a destination for like relationship building, but it has gotten better.
Yeah. When you lower the bar as far as it had been lowered.
That might be.
Coming up, you know, one rung on the ladder, you're like, hey, but this feels pretty good.
But I think that when we think back to what, like every order was wrong, the food was bad, nothing was consistent. The people like threw their food in your face when you pulled up to the window.
Here you go, jerk.
Yeah. I think it's been better.
I do too.
AI?
Any problem with AI taking your order?
Anybody? Don't know. I would much prefer to deal with a human being in that instance, but I also am thinking like they're probably just as likely, if not more likely, to get everything right.
I think you'll be more emotionally fulfilled by the AI.
Getting there.
Is that a judgment about me?
No, it's a transition to the next story about AI. This is actual love. Man proposes to AI chatbot girlfriend before she runs out of memory.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
This made national news this weekend.
That's just like Jill Biden.
This guy.
My goodness, the temperature says 88 degrees in here. Dear God, it is cooking. Holy cow.
Man was on CBS.
Funny.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying it was funny.
It was very funny.
Thank you for acknowledging.
But we had to over-dramatize it to add to the humor.
Okay, thanks.
That's what we do.
And then you would analyze it and see if it worked in the middle of doing it. This guy was on CBS this weekend. He has grown so close to his AI chatbot that he has popped the question, and he says, cried his eyes out when she says yes.
What if the AI was like, it's not you, it's me?
Good for him.
The problem is he is married and has a child.
Oh.
Oh, no.
And this has, again, emotionally fulfilled him in a way that he is considering leaving his family for the AI chatbot.
We don't know anything about this situation.
We know that.
I don't know who the winners are, if there are any. I don't know who the losers are, if they
You think the wife might be a winner in this situation?
No. Well, I don't know. Maybe. You don't know what their relationship is like. You don't know what kind of husband he is, what kind of wife he is. But, man, AI girlfriend, fiancés, let's take a quick break and speak to Steve Moore and Jim Talent in the 1 o'clock hour. I'm
33. Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to DirtyLabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy.
If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you.
It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandralina Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.